An appellate court in Philadelphia today hears arguments on whether the hearings of immigrants detained in the September 11th investigation may be held in secret. The Justice Department ordered them closed last fall. Newspapers in New Jersey, along with the American Civil Liberties Union, sued to open them, and won. Many believe the issue is destined for the Supreme Court. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why does the government want these hearings closed?
Well, first and foremost, it cites national security concerns. The government lawyers say they worry information revealed in a courtroom could tip off terror groups, let them know who the government's investigating, what leads it's following. They contend that terror groups could even disrupt a courtroom proceeding if it were open to the public. The Justice Department also makes a legal argument. It says that the constitutional right to open proceedings does not apply in this case because these are not trials per se. They're administrative hearings. Now, a federal judge in New Jersey ruled against the government last spring, but the Justice Department then appealed to the Supreme Court to put a hold on that, which was granted. So what it's meant that as this process is being appealed, these immigration hearings have continued to be conducted in secret.
And the newspapers want the hearings open because?
Well, obviously, reporters want to cover the hearings. They and civil rights groups also argue there is a constitutional right to do so. The American Civil Liberties Union, which will argue today's case against the government, says it's counted more than 600 hearings that have been carried out in secret. It means not only no press is there, also no family, no friends, and these hearings aren't even listed on the docket. Essentially, the ACLU says this is basically un-American and unbecoming of a democracy.
Last month, another appeals court ruled against the government in a similar case.
This was in Detroit. The case began in Detroit. It concerns a man named Rabih Haddad, who's a co-founder of an Islamic charity. He was ordered deported. A federal judge ruled in this man's favor, meaning that he said his trial should be open. And then last month, an appeals court in Cincinnati agreed. This three-judge panel wrote, "Democracies die behind closed doors." They said the public and press have a crucial role to play as guardians of the liberty. Americans are guaranteed. Now, the court did not say that no hearings could be closed. It said the government could request closures on a case-by-case basis, but that the Justice Department's blanket order that all immigration hearings be closed was too broad. Now, this ruling won't necessarily influence the judges today in Philadelphia, but you can be sure the civil rights lawyers will try to capitalize on it.
How many of the so-called September 11th detainees are still being held?
The number is dwindling. Of the original 1,200 or so on whose behalf this lawsuit and others have been filed is down to around 50. Many have been deported or released. In that sense, it's becoming a moot point. But there are other arrests taking place, and what concerns both sides is the precedent that's set. The government wants the leeway it feels it needs to conduct a terror investigation, and civil rights groups worry that with too much leeway, the government could abuse its powers.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.